Reentry Stories is a series on WISO that features conversations between people who were once in prison. More than 1,500 people return to life outside prison in Montgomery County every year, and like returned citizens all over Ohio, they often have trouble finding jobs, housing, education, and mental health services. All the people heard in Reentry Stories were part of Sinclair Community College's prison training program, known as Advanced Job Training, or they've joined the Dayton Collaboratory's X Factor initiative for returning citizens. Today, we hear a conversation between Mary Evans and January Newport. They met in prison and both took part in the Sinclair program. Now, on the outside, they are both advocates for returned citizens and strong believers in education. January is a certified chemical and alcohol dependency counselor. She's gone to Washington, D.C. to support the Second Chance Pell Grants program. Those grants are part of a bill originally authored by Ohio Senator Rob Portman, and they provide federal funding for higher education for incarcerated and returning citizens. Mary Evans is the producer of Reentry Stories, and she speaks first.
What was your childhood like in Dayton?
My childhood in Dayton was pretty average to, I guess, what I would think the normal would be.
How old were you when you first started using opiates?
I believe I was about 17. I had a series of events that happened medically, so I went to the hospital and was prescribed prescription opiates. And it was at that time that I had discovered that I liked them. There wasn't a lot of education in the community about opiates at the time, so it didn't seem any more harmful or any more risky than anything else that I had experimented with as far as cocaine or marijuana or drinking alcohol. It seemed just like any other substance, I guess.
Why did you go to D.C. and then, like, how was that process?
It was advocating for a Second Chance Pell Grant from the federal level. Hopefully the Second Chance Pell will go through and there will be more federal funding for the people that want to do well in prison, that want to get out and continue their lives and have that opportunity, just as we've been given like some amazing opportunities in some of the darkest places of our existence. Senator Rob Portman, like, shout out to him. Great guy. Awesome guy. I think he's got to be like my number one fan in this whole education and second chances.
I really think it's unfortunate that people can't continue on and that they're only limited to certifications or like a trade skill. The process needs to start way earlier in your 25-year sentence than waiting until you're 5 years before you leave. So then you have a 20-year institutionalized brain that you're going to try to deinstitutionalize and feed all this other information into for 5 years.
I will say with the trade industry, though, they are trying to push that more. However, I do believe they're trying to get some Pell Grant that will help fund trade school, because there is going to be a big transition and change into trade. You may see less push for college education because of some of the barriers that you're describing. But if you think about whatever might be of trade, like plumbing and construction or roofing, those kinds of things, machinists and mechanics, and there's a lot of money in that. And there's quick, easy, attainable employment. It's always a beautiful thing that transpires when the people that have spent time together and shared related experiences, we're meeting up for a cause. And I'm learning from you, Mary, and so much more than I knew inside.
I get to learn a little bit about you. You get to see where I work and see how this whole process works.
I like this process.
That was January Newport talking to series producer Mary Evans. They're both continuing their education and plan to receive their bachelor's degrees in 2020. Reentry Stories is produced by Mary Evans, and it's a collaboration between WISO, Sinclair Community College, and the Dayton Collaboratory. Funding support comes from Sinclair and the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices. To hear an extended version of this interview, subscribe to the Reentry Stories podcast at WISO.org or on your favorite podcast app.